Hi, everybody, and welcome to day 10 of 40 Days in the Word devotionals. Now, today we're going to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. So get your Bible and open to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And I've got a special treat for you today. Our teacher is Buddy Owens, who's a Saddleback Church teaching pastor here with me. He's the author of The Way of the Worshipper, and he's also the general editor of the NIV Worship Bible. And beyond that, he was the one who put together the entire small group curriculum that we're studying in all of our small groups. So, Buddy, thank you for all your work in 40 Days in the Word. And now let's listen to Buddy as he leads us in 1 Thessalonians 2:13.
Hi, everybody. I'm Buddy Owens, one of the teaching pastors here at Saddleback Church. Welcome to 40 Days in the Word. Did you know that the effectiveness of the Word of God in your life is up to you? It's amazing when you think about it, that the eternal God, whose promises are true, whose word never changes, has left it to you to decide how effective His word will be in your life, not how true it will be, because God's word is always true, regardless of whether we believe it or not. His word's always true, but how effective it will be is up to you. Look at this verse from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. The Bible says, "We thank God continually because when you received the Word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the Word of men, but as it actually is." Here it is, listen. "The Word of God, which is at work in you who believe." Listen to that phrase again. "The Word of God, which is at work in you who believe." Paul is saying, the Word of God is at work in you who believe. So, the question is, do you believe? Because if you believe, then the Word of God is at work in you. But if you don't believe, then the Word of God is not going to be at work in you. Its truthfulness, the truth of God's Word, doesn't change. But its effectiveness is left to you. Jesus said it this way in Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. He said, "According to your faith will it be done to you." Now think about that. You see, you get to determine how much God is going to bless your life. You get to determine how much God will use your life for His glory, because according to your faith will it be done to you. Why? Because the Word of God is at work in you who believe. But it's equally true that the Word of God is not at work in those who do not believe. There's something about the combining of your faith and the power of God's Word that has to happen in your life in order for His Word to take its effect and have its full fruitfulness and profit and value in your life. The writer of Hebrews says it this way, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. It's a very fascinating verse. He says, "The message they heard was of no value to them because those who heard it did not combine it with faith." Do you hear that? Those who heard it did not combine it with faith, so it was of no value to them. The New King James Version says it did not profit them. In other words, there was no worth to it, no effectiveness. They didn't get anything from it. There was no fruit born in their life from the Word because they did not combine it with their faith, he says. So your faith is what releases the power of the Word of God in your life. Why? Because according to your faith, it will be done to you. Because the Word of God is at work in you who believe. If you want the Word of God to be at work in you, then you've got to combine it with your faith. It's not enough to just go through 40 days of the Word and hear all these beautiful scriptures and do all the small group studies and go, "Well, wasn't that interesting?" You've got to combine it with your faith in order for it to take effect, in order for it to have value, in order for it to be at work in you. So how do you do that? How do you combine the Word of God with faith? Well, a couple of things. First, you have to believe it. So you can say you believe, but do you really believe? You have to believe it. It's important to understand something about biblical faith. Biblical faith is believing something is true because you believe someone is truthful. It's believing something is true because you believe someone is truthful. So let me ask you the question. Do you believe God is truthful? If you believe God is truthful, then you got to believe that His Word is true. But if you don't believe God's Word is true, then you can't believe that God is truthful. So biblical faith is believing something is true because you believe, you know, that someone is truthful. So the first thing you have to do to combine the Word of God with faith is you got to believe. The second thing you have to do to combine faith and the Word is you have to act on it. You see, it's not enough just to say, yes, I believe it. You can't just say the words, I believe. The question really is, does your life say, I believe? James talked about that. He said, look, you can tell me you have faith, but I'm not going to believe you have faith till I see it acted out in your life. You have to take God at His Word. You have to act as though you believed with all of your heart that it is true. Because it is. God's Word is true. And so we combine the Word of God, the truth of His Word, with faith, not just by saying, yes, I believe it, but by acting on it, taking God at His Word, and living life as though we believe that it was true. In other words, when you act on the Word of God, the Word of God acts on you. When you act on the Word of God, His Word acts on you. Why? Because the Word of God is at work in you who believe. So if you want to see the Word of God at work in your life, you've got to combine it with your faith. So when Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary, and I'll give you rest, live like you believe it. When the Bible says, my God will supply all of your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus, live like you believe it. When the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, don't lean on your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path, then live like you believe it. And when you live as though you believed it, when you live like that Word is true, that's what it means to combine the Word of God with your faith. And when you combine the Word of God with your faith, that's when it has value in your life. That's when you profit from the truth in your inner man. Your character develops because the Word of God is at work in you who believe. Well, God bless you. I hope you have a great day for the glory of God.